Welcome to Upgrade Your Life with Dexter and Dr. Tanya.
You know, most people upgrade their cars, their clothes, their cell phones, and even their homes. But what about themselves?
This is the place to help you get out of your own way. Now let's get started.
Does your school, church, government agency, corporation, or organization need leadership, communication, and team building training? Then contact the Upgraders. We specialize in soft skills training, including emotional intelligence, influencing styles, and mindset development. We will help you create the environment that your organization needs. Email us at info@theupgraders.com. Again, that's info@theupgraders.com. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Dexter and Dr. Tanya here. Welcome back to Upgrade Your Life.
Yes.
And we are your host. We're excited to be here talking to you guys today. So, you know what, Tanya? Let's talk about getting out of your own way.
I would love to do
that. I mean, that's what we do. You know, Tanya and I we help people get
that.
Out of their own way. And
absolutely.
We're going to help you do the same thing. So what are we talking about now? What we want to talk to the people about?
Well, I mean, my thing is, like, you know, this is something that I've dealt with for a very long time.
Yeah, yeah.
Me being in my way also caused me to be in yours.
You think so?
I do. I think so. Does that make you feel better to know that I can admit that?
Yeah. But you know, we all have our own issues. I think that's the challenge.
That's true. Very true. Very true. Well, so getting out of your own way is our baby. I know you were talking to someone recently, and one of the things that we brought forth was clarity. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about clarity. And I love what they said to you when she said to you, well, because you actually expressed to her how for a very long time we were stuck. And stuck because we weren't quite sure what to do. We were not quite sure what next steps to take. And when she said to you, keep the main thing the main thing, that was unlocking, Dexter.
It really was.
That was unlocking.
Yeah, so you know, we're gonna say this to you. Keep the main thing the main thing. If you're in your own way, you're trying to figure out, like, what's going on, or you got a lot going on like we do, what's the main thing?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Keep the main thing the main thing.
So, that's with good. That, our main thing is and has always been getting out of your own way.
Yeah.
That's what we would talk about. You know, we found that people oftentimes are looking to expand in life. You know, they want to dream. You know, they want to prosper.
Yeah.
There's entrepreneurs, you know, authors. There's so much within people. But oftentimes we're just trying to figure out what do I do and how do I get started?
That's good.
And it's a passion for us is helping people to actually get out of their own way. And it's a passion because, again, it's what we've dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
So we teach it.
Yeah.
And so tonight we want to do that. And we're going to give you, I'll say 3 to 5. We're going to try to go for 5 things or reasons that actually cause people to be in their own way. But we're also going to talk to you a little bit about a resolve. And these are things that I think I want to even put out there in ebook and just get people to download it because this is something that we really love talking to people about. And this right here is just kind of scratching the surface a little bit, but it's going to be 5 things that if you put them into action yourself, if you really stop, listen to what it is that we're going to talk about on tonight and put it into action for yourself, you're going to find that you too are going to also get out of your own way. You're going to begin the process of getting out of your own way.
Yeah. You know, one of the things like you said, begin the process because it is a process.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all, we're still at the beginning of 2024. So there's still a lot for all of us to get done.
Yes.
And don't get buried down in details. Don't get buried down in the things that you haven't done. Just focus on the things that you're going to do. But please know that it is a process. It is a process. So. We're still going through it. Mm-hmm. You're going to keep going through it. So this should be an enlightening conversation for you. So look, we don't know whether you're watching us on our podcast channel on YouTube, or you might be listening to us on our podcast, one of our podcast channels. We're just glad you're here. We'd love for you to share this with people because it's going to be vitally important for all of us to begin to, you know, the world is forever changing. There's so much going on. It is just vital for all of us to start, you know, as Les Brown would say, what's your power voice?
Ooh.
It's time for us all to like figure out, you know what? What's the main thing?
What's the main thing?
Find out what your main thing is and go after it. That's it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so let's get into this stuff. Y'all, yes. So we got so, here. Yeah, go ahead.
And I'll say this too. A big part of this is when you even come to a place of really realizing and come into a place of saying, you know what? I'm in my own way.
Yeah.
That admittance. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that right there is the beginning of it all. You all know my tagline, exposure brings closure. To expose that, now we're going to move into actually bringing some closure to it. And that's the process. And we're really grateful for it. So the first thing that we want to identify is fear of failure.
Ooh, that's a big one.
Fear of failure.
Fear of failure. Y'all, I mean, really let that set in. Because, you know, I think, Tanya, too, this is unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's one of those things that we're unconsciously, we're actually not even conscious at all, like the conscious ladder. We're unconsciously unconscious of the fact that on the lower level of our subconscious minds, there is a fear of failure there.
That's true.
You know, that's why people don't do a lot of different things, because they're like, I'm just afraid. What if it doesn't work? If you've asked yourself that, yeah, can you relate to that? Well, what if it doesn't work? So we want to ask you, well, what if it does? I mean, what if it
I love that, work? Dexter.
Right. You know, I don't know. I don't know who it says, but it only takes one time to get it right. So you can fail 100 times. You just got to get it right once.
Well, talk about it. You know, I love when we talk about Formula 409.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, so Morris D. Ralph, he was the gentleman who created Formula 409. So he literally went into the lab 408 times to develop an industrial degreaser, right? So he's like, I'm going to create it. But what's interesting, and you guys really think about this, every time he created a formula, he created a new formula as he was getting towards 409, right? So it wasn't a failure. He just was learning in the process. So that
he knew what not to do.
He knew what not to do, yeah. So that Formula 409, 409 times, it took him. He got it right. It only takes one time, y'all. It just it. Only takes one time.
That's it.
Yeah. So how do we overcome it? Right.
Overcoming it. A growth mindset.
Yeah.
A growth mindset. And this was one of the first things that I had to learn. And when we learned about the difference between the fixed mind and a growth mind, things again began to unlock for me.
Yeah.
So that's what we want to say to you. It's a growth mindset. Focus on the lessons. What is it that you're going to learn? What is it that is teaching you as it taught him? It taught him that, well, this doesn't work, but this, there is something that will. What will that be? I know what not to do. So now what do I do? Mm-hmm. And then in the end, he ends up with what? Formula 409.
That's right. That's right.
Why?
That's good.
Because he found the 409th time. And it finally worked.
Yeah.
And now it's name.
You know, one of the things.
And we buy it.
Yeah, we do.
And we get it.
And we got some over there, too. You know, the thing is, y'all, I'm just thinking about this, is that failure is subtle, but it's the way that we look at it. It is. It's the way that we look
at
it.
That's your baby.
What is it?
You love this.
I've not failed. I just found 9,999 ways that didn't work. That's Thomas Edison. Mm-hmm. So he's basically saying, it just didn't work. Let me try it again. It didn't work. Let me try it again. And a good, you mentioned growth and fixed mindset. A book by Carol Dweck. It's an amazing book. But Michael Jordan is an example of a growth mindset. I think it was freshman year he got cut from the team. He kept going and he went back. John McEnroe is an example of a fixed mindset. Y'all know John McEnroe's play tennis. Something went wrong. He would literally just tear the tennis racket up, just banging it, because he's like, it's not right. It's not going to be right.
Visual of that.
So that's an example of growth and fix. But the whole idea here, and I wish they taught this in school, you know, we can really talk about this thing, is that failure is okay. And the thing is, if I'm a D student, I mean, what, you going to give up on me or what, you know? I was a C and D student for a minute until I got myself together. And let's not even talk about college.
I was going to say, are you speaking of high school?
Let's not talk about college. College was an experience for me. I graduated, though. So, but the thing is, you know, hey, just because you're a B or a C or D student, what is that? That's nothing. Keep going.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Keep going. Yeah. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. Yeah. So that's the first one, fear of failure. All right. Now, the second one is a self-doubt. Wow. Self-doubt, negative self-talk. How many of you have a hard time accepting compliments? If I were to compliment you right now,
oh my God,
would you shut it down or would you accept it? Okay.
Good
this
question.
Has been me mm-hmm. for much of my life. I would be complimented, but then I would just shut it down. If you told me, oh, I love your hair, I'm like, oh, this wig. You know, I would find something wrong with it. Okay. And I did that for a very, very long time. So this is another thing. You have to be mindful. I was in my own way, because you have to realize whatever is within the heart, whatever it is that's present, what you're meditating mm-hmm. on, that's what's going to be of life.
Yeah,
that's what's going to be real to you. So anything else that's needed and necessary for you to actually move forward, move ahead, you're not going to be thinking about that. You're going to focus on the opposite, and your behavior is going to line up with what it is that you're actually focusing on, what you're actually believing, even though you want something else.
That's good, Diane.
It's amazing, really. But this is the power of the mind as well. This is the power of the mind and really understanding our thoughts and those thoughts. And I love, you even mentioned Thomas Edison. He's one of my faves, honestly, to listen to about, you know, we do Think and Grow Rich workshop. I love doing that workshop. But when I watch it, when I listen to him and see him from this little boy growing up, and how the school is saying one thing about him, but his mama says something different.
That's right.
And as a result of what she planted in him had everything to do with him saying, oh, I just found a 9,000 something, sometimes that it didn't work but I'm looking for what does. And it had everything to do with how he thought.
Yeah.
So there was no negative self-talk to him. I love it. I love it. This is really big for me.
Yeah. You know, the thing about, oh my God, negative self-talk. You guys, so think about this. So entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs, or you might already be one. So let me ask you this question. You ever been at a networking event and you know that there's somebody and in that room that you need to meet, and you see the person, and the moment you about to go over and say something, that voice says, don't say anything. They're going to reject you. They're too busy. You're nothing to them. You're this, that, and the third. I know that you've experienced it, right? We all have. That's that negative self-talk. So let me ask you this, Tanya, is it safe to say that anytime there's negative self-talk, that is the voice of the opposition
Come on.
For the thing that you need to be
you
doing?
You better believe it.
Is that a fair statement?
It's the adversary. Yep. It's our adversary.
Yeah.
We all good. Have him. He comes after us. If there's anything the enemy can do to keep you from actually moving in the direction of your dream, your purpose, more so even.
That's good.
He's going to do that. He's going to do that. And he looks for reasons for him to go into the courts of heaven with. And he goes into the courts of heaven to say, let me tell you why I can mess with her, why I can bother him. Because they did this. Well, they said that the power of life and death is in the tongue.
It sure come up, boy.
So I can do it, because you know what I mean? But the same authority, you just rise above, rise up, and you just take it back, rebuke it, turn around, change it.
Mm-hmm.
Think differently. Are we making sense?
Mm-mm. This is good.
This is what you do, you know?
Yeah.
So it's going to practice self-compassion. See, there's an opposite to everything. So on that one side where I may be sitting here and I'm speaking negative to myself, I'm finding things wrong with myself. But then what's the flip side of that? Show yourself some compassion. Look at yourself in the mirror and see the beauty that's there.
Good. That's good.
Love yourself. Give yourself a compliment. Tell yourself how amazing you are and that you can do it.
That's good.
These are the things that you want to say. You see what I mean? This is what you want to do, and that's the flip side of it. So it's going to move you to not procrastinate. See, when you talk, when there's self-sabotage, when I'm talking to myself in a negative manner, that leads to procrastination. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, it's a warfare. And you probably will relate to this, because you can feel it on the inside. Remember when I said, there's a side when you're like, this is what I really want. Why do I keep doing this? That's that, like, that's going on within you.
It really is.
It is. It's like, it's warfare.
Mm-hmm.
It's warfare, and it's going on within you. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to nail, I'm going to lean to this side, and you're going to begin to feed this and fuel this. And after a while, this is just going to go away.
That's good.
It's going to leave. It's going to leave because it's been resisted and you put it in its place. The power of life and death is in your tongue. Speak life. Speak life to you, who you are, about who you are, and it changes everything. Mm-hmm. No more self-sabotage. No more condemning thoughts about yourself. That's you're right. not going to condemn yourself.
That's right.
You're not going to do anything like that, but you're going to see who you are, the beautiful person that you are, and that's who you're going to embrace, and it will change everything.